Let us go to Wrigley Field and bring in the great Alex Pavlovich. Alex, thank you for being with us this morning.
Yeah, anytime, Marty.
No, I'm glad to have you on, and I know you're busy, and let's get right to it. The lineup, no Buster Posey today. How do they explain this one?
If anybody's surprised by that, they haven't been paying attention for about a year and 2 weeks. So, less than that, because Hector took over most of the second half. But it is what it is at this point. I mean, Hector's going to catch him most of the time, and I really don't see a good reason why he shouldn't. I mean, Buster will catch him at times, and it'll be in the lineup, but he does need his days off, and you're talking about pairing Hector with one pitcher, and if you look at the numbers from the past year, I mean, Lincecum's the number five pitcher on the staff right now, so essentially you're pairing your backup catcher with your number five pitcher, and unless you look at the names, which, of course, most people do, I don't see how it's a huge problem anymore.
Posey not playing, though. How about that? He's getting a day off. Now, I know he's been struggling a little bit with the bat, and he really didn't hit much in spring training. Belt is in there again. I look at the numbers. Belt 0-2 against Jackson. Posey 0-3. Just a day off for him and plus a day off tomorrow. Is that it?
Well, Bruce Bochy likes to, when he can, pair these days together because they have the day off tomorrow and he'll sit today. So he gets a full kind of 48 hours here to rest, and it's a night game in Milwaukee on Tuesday. So he really, Buster has caught a lot early on this season, and they've been some long games. We've had some long ones here, and the weather's been awful. And, we saw him yesterday, he had the ski mask on. I think it's been a tough weekend for anybody out there, and especially for a catcher. And he really took a hard hit off the mask yesterday. So I think it's just one of those things where Bochy likes to give people 2 days off at a time when he can, and this is kind of a perfect chance early on, and it's cold, and they're on the road. So I think it was just a good fit.
Yeah, like they always say, he gets Sunday off, Monday off, and it's a night game Tuesday. It's like having 3 days off. So,
yeah.
That's I know John and Dwayne always kid around about stuff like that, but that's one of those days, three in a row, really, to recharge your batteries. Let's talk a little bit about the weather, because the weather has been a factor. This is the earliest the ball club has ever played in Chicago. What's the weather like today?
It's very sunny, actually. It's just very cold, similar to what it's been all weekend. I think it's probably going to be around 39, 40 degrees for first pitch. So
really?
It's cold, but by this point, the Giants have been here for a while, and I'm not totally used to it yet, but it seems like they kind of are. And I'm looking out on the field, I see a few more guys in short sleeves today. So it looks like guys are adjusting a little bit. And I guess at this point, you just kind of knock on wood and hope they get this game in, because they haven't had any delays this weekend. And they kind of came in here thinking they might have to make up a game on Monday.
Yeah, don't even think that, please. Do not think long delays today. Not today. It's been a long weekend already. The ball club itself, a lot of come-from-behind victories. These are all one-run games in Chicago. How do you assess how the ball club is playing right now?
I don't think they've actually played that well. I think we've seen some base-running mistakes. They're a little uncharacteristic of the guys who are making them. I think the fielding has been a little bit off at times. And there's guys in the lineup, Buster Posey, chief among them, who haven't clicked like they normally would. I don't think this team has clicked in any way so far, and kind of that's the phrase that Bruce Bochy keeps using. But you look up, and I believe they're in first place today, or at least tied for first place. So it's been a pretty good first 2 weeks if you consider the fact that we've seen from last year and from, stretches they had last season that this team has the ability to really get going and play great baseball for a week or 2 weeks at a time and kind of pull away from people. So I think right now they haven't done that. I think if you ask the guys in the clubhouse, they'll tell you that a lot of them are kind of disappointed with their individual starts. But as far as the team goes, it's been a pretty good start. So you kind of just take that and move on and hope you start clicking at some point.
Yeah, the bullpen is still pretty solid. By the way, they are in first place. They're 8-4, and three teams are 7-4, Arizona, the Dodgers, and Colorado. Someone called in yesterday, and I meant to ask you guys this the other day. Is Romo talking to the local press now? Because remember in spring training, he wasn't doing it. Whatever happened with that?
Yeah, he's been talking to us for a while. It was, the first few days of spring training, we didn't talk to him. And you never know with guys what's going on, if there's something going on off the field or something we didn't know about. So it wasn't a huge deal. And I think it took a while, and then we talked to him about a week in the spring training. We talked to him for quite a while and talked to him about last year and this season. And it's been great the first couple of weeks. And, he understands that in the clubhouse, especially, the job of a closer isn't just kind of getting those last three outs. It's also being accountable, and that was something Brian Wilson was always great about. Whether he won or lost, he was always in his locker and usually gave you goofy quotes, but he was usually there to talk about it. And Romo the other day, he blew the save. He blew his first one of the year and first one in a while, really. And he was right there at his locker and made sure nobody else had to speak for him and basically just said, "I'll be back tomorrow." You kind of push this one away and you come back the next day, which is exactly what you want to hear from a closer. And that's one thing. It's kind of the maturity of a closer. You want to make sure that he moves on to the next day. And it sounds like he's doing a great job of that.
Cool. That's good to hear. And we hadn't had an update, and I appreciate you doing that. Casilla, two good innings yesterday. And on the postgame show, we like to speculate and come up with different theories. I said the point. I said, look, Romo is a little guy. It's 150 games to go. What would be the harm in sort of alternating once in a while Romo and Casilla just to keep him fresh? Is there any chance that could happen?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it would be, Bruce Rose, he doesn't like to kind of make things official. So I don't know if it would be ever an official note that we got that we're kind of going to be alternating at times. But I do think it'll be up to the situation. I think Casilla showed yesterday that really there might be a lot of games where he comes in the eighth inning and Bochy looks up and thinks, I can get another inning out of him. And he got a big two-inning save yesterday. That's pretty tough to do, especially the spot he came into and looked great in the ninth inning. I mean, the stuff really, he joked yesterday that if you want me to start games, I'll start games here.
I saw that.
The starter's repertoire now, and he definitely has the stamina to go out there. He keeps himself in great shape, and he has the ability to go out there and pitch two innings if he has to. So I do think they'll be more careful. I think it maybe hits them a little bit this week that, we're a team that expects to win a lot of games, and we play a lot of close games. So Sergio's going to pitch a lot, and he was on pace for, about 103 appearances after the first 10 or 11 games. So you kind of want to maybe pull back on that a little bit. And Casilla is a great option. I think he would close for a lot of teams around the majors and certainly could close for this team, but he's not needed. And the other thing I wrote yesterday is neither one of those guys really has an ego about the ninth inning. They're both kind of just like, let's get the win, and it doesn't matter if I'm pitching the seventh, the eighth, the ninth. And I think that's a great thing when you put them together because they can really kind of get Bochy to the end of games, and it doesn't really matter who gets that S next to their name at the end of the day.
Yeah, my thought was, why put Romo four games in a row or five games in a row, whatever it is. Let him go three in a row, then throw Casilla in there. And, don't put him in that extra stressful thing. So that's sort of where I was coming from there. But you answered it beautifully, and I think Casilla will get some shot at being the closer and get more chances. All right, Lincecum and Edwin Jackson. Alex Pavlovich, set this one up for us today. Lincecum, as you call him, a fifth starter. The ball club has won his two games. He has moments when he looks like Lincecum. Edwin Jackson can put some people on base. He has moments. If he's got his slider, he can shut you down. How do you see this game today?
Well, I should clarify. I don't mean he's a fifth starter in any respect. I mean, he certainly has the ability to be more than that. I just think on this staff, when you look at the rest of it, it's pretty tough when you have to pull somebody out and say, that's the guy that Hector's going to catch. So I think it's a tough job there to kind of make it, to differentiate between those guys. But I think today we have two guys who Edwin Jackson, he has great stuff, has just never really put it together. And Lincecum, obviously, we've seen over the last year that you never know what you're going to get from him, but he has the ability to pitch very well and has the ability to go completely the other way. So I think it's really one of those games where you really have no idea what's going to happen today. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 2-1 in the eighth inning. I also wouldn't be totally surprised if we're looking at kind of a shootout here. So both, the Giants have the day off tomorrow. They have their bullpen pretty well rested. So it's a chance for Bochy to kind of play the matchups when he wants to. And I think it would mean a lot to them to get out of here. I heard a couple guys talking yesterday about coming out of here with a series win. So they're definitely going to, I think, pull out all the stops today, especially, as we mentioned, how much time they have off after today's day game.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, great to have you on, as always. Alex Pavlovich, you can follow him on Twitter. Of course, he covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Well, Chicago, cool weather. Lincecum, a cool weather kind of guy. Maybe that'll be the turning point today. He loves cool weather.
He does. So he's used to it. He's definitely looked like he was pretty comfortable here the last 3 days.
Yeah, you couldn't see him. He had the hoodie on and the glasses, but he was huddled in the dugout pretty well.
Well, he'll do that in Atlanta in July. So that's just what he does.
It is true. All right, have a safe trip to Milwaukee and have a great game today, Alex. And just a pleasure having you on.
All right, thank you, Marty.
All right, Alex Pavlovich. Follow him on Twitter. PAVLOVIC. Alex,